pumped in.
Definitely.
I mean, instead of trying to sell you right away, I try to educate you first. Then you know, okay, well, you know what? I think this Dan guy, maybe he knows a little bit about what he's talking about. I'll buy some of his stuff and try it out.
So it's almost a courting process. Like you don't go out and ask a girl for if she would marry you on your first date.
Big time.
You would go on a first date and a second date, and
yeah,
and
you have to buy flowers. You have to buy gifts.
Exactly, and show, and you go through the whole process, kind of. Basically, the sales process is almost the same as the courting process, where you go, you know, through date after date after date, and each date you kind of add a little bit more and develop, like your sales process, you develop your credibility until the point where you get married or you make a sale.
big. I mean, I have some subscribers. I mean, they subscribe to my stuff. They've been getting my newsletters, mm-hmm. and they said, you know what, Dan, I just, from reading your stuff, you know, I kind of like your stuff. I like your stuff. And they buy everything I have.
Beautiful.
They buy everything just simply because they said, you know, I read your stuff, you're straightforward, I like your style, then I'll buy your stuff.
So it almost becomes like a fan club.
It is a fan club.
every time you come out with something, people are going to buy it because they know that it's going to be a quality piece of information.
I mean, I don't have a ton of these, but I got a couple. Uh-huh. I mean, maybe 20 or 30. So whatever you create, new product, just send it to me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the kind of customers you want.
That's the kind of customers I want. Well, I call them hyper-responsive.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hyper-responsive.
Well, I said I'm going to put you on the spot twice. That was spot number one, and you passed that perfectly.
Thank you.
So we've got the 20 questions. We're going to be able to actually see the 20 questions that you give out to your customers, that you send to your customers.
Yeah.
To find out their USP.
Yes.
Second thing I want to do is, we'll pretend that I have got you hostage.
Okay.
And I've got a gun to your head.
Uh-oh.
And I want to know the best 10 or 15 pieces of information, copywriting secrets, that you've developed and that you've discovered over the years that you've been in copywriting.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say, please don't kill me, Terry.
It's in our best interest not to.
Okay. I'll give you 10.
Okay. Plus one bonus.
But yeah, plus one bonus. Some of the stuff I've learned over the years, there's a lot more because I screw up a lot. I'll give you 10. Secret number one, write to one person, okay? Write to one person. Okay. Don't use we or our or us, that kind of stuff in your copy, okay? Mm-hmm. Write the way you talk. You know, imagine you're sitting across the table with a buddy and you guys are having a beer.
Okay.
Talking about your common interest. Be very down to earth. Okay. So don't, when you write, when you in your sales copy, don't sound like a big corporation.
Okay.
Just sound like you're talking to a friend.
Okay.
Because people tend to trust people who talk like them, who think like them, and like what they like, right?
Okay, yep.
Okay, that's secret number one. Secret number two would be, write in simple language. Okay, don't use complicated words and phrases. If you can choose between fun and pleasure, mm-hmm. use fun.
Okay.
Ask yourself, you know, the question you just said, would a 12-year-old understand their sales letters?
Okay, yeah.
That's secret number two, write in simple language. Secret number three would be, sell cure, don't sell prevention.
Okay,
sell cure, don't sell prevention.
So we're going to focus on the positive, not the negative.
Not that, because, sometimes we use negative to motivate people. You know, we use pain. But here's what I mean. Okay. People will pay a lot more for cure than prevention. Let's say I'm selling a product to you, okay, mm-hmm. A health product, telling you that this product will prevent cancer. Okay.
Okay.
How much you'll pay for it? I don't know, $100 maybe?
Sure.
Now, but what if, knock on wood, Terry, you have cancer, and I tell you, this thing will cure cancer.
Okay, yep.
How much will you pay for it?
right. I see the difference now, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can ask whatever amount of money you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do I have to sell very hard to make the sale?
No, of course not, no.
No, I just have to show you the thing, and you pay for it.
Exactly.
So that's secret number three. Secret number four would be, okay, don't assume your prospects want to hear from you. No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't want to hear from you. They don't want to buy from you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your kids. They don't even give a damn if you're going bankrupt tomorrow. Unless you're selling off your inventory and they're going to get a bargain, then they might care a little bit. Okay? So don't assume your prospects want to hear from you, because they don't.
Okay.
I mean, you got to visualize your prospect is Al Bundy. You know, the TV series, Married with Children, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. His Al Bundy, he is sitting there having his hand in his pocket and watching TV. Okay? Is your sales pitch compelling enough to catch Al Bundy's attention? Get him off his dead ass and pick up the phone and buy from you. Yes or no? That's,
okay.
That's the best example I can give you, man.
You are a master of painting pictures in people's heads, you know?
I mean, if you think your prospects are standing in line, waiting to buy from you, I mean, we've been smoking some funny weeds, man. Because they don't want to hear from you.
So it's back to what you said before, what's in it for me? Your prospects are sitting there saying, what's in it for me?
What's in it for me?
I don't care if you're going bankrupt, but if you're selling your inventory and I can get a good deal, that's what's in it for me.
Exactly. Just remember, it is all about me.
Okay.
That's all in their mind. What is all about me? Me, 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 me.
Okay. Yep.
Secret number five, your writing has to be dramatic. Okay. It has to be dramatic. You have to be outrageous. Okay. Because people are occupied with all the daily crap that's going on in their lives. Their kids, their family, their paycheck, all that stuff. In order to capture people's attention, you need to yell, scream, and dance.
Okay.
Because most people, when they write copy, they hold back. They hold back because they think they're being too over the top. But in fact, because you don't have that face-to-face interaction, just when you think you're overdoing it, you're just beginning to take it far enough.
So you don't really worry about offending anybody. You just
want
to try and shock them. Like you said, your opening paragraph there for the product there, where you just start off as writing sucks.
Yeah. I mean, okay, we're talking about what? Your writing has to be dramatic, right?
Yeah.
Here's another secret. If you're not offending somebody, you're not marketing aggressively enough.
Okay.
Okay, recently, I think, you know, I wrote an article titled, The Goddamn Truth About Web Traffic.
Yeah.
Now, within a week, the guy who helped me submit the articles, mm-hmm. to the directories and stuff, got about 20 complaints. 20 complaints.
Wow.
You know, some say that the title is too offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Some say I shouldn't use the word God and damn together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Terry, you might think I'm in trouble, right? But you know what? That little article
mm-hmm.
brought me about 5 critique clients during the same week.
Beautiful.
Now, that's not a lot of money. It's like, you know, I think it's 2 grand or something.
Yeah.
But because I did tell them the goddamn truth, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, now, as you can tell, I mean, I don't really care about the 20 complaints.
Yeah.
I care about the 5 sales.
Exactly.
Okay. Even right now, even right at this moment, do you think maybe some of our listeners might be offended by my style and what I'm talking about? Yeah, maybe half of them.
Yeah.
Maybe half of them. But it's nothing I can do to change them. And I'm not going to change. I'm just who I am.
Exactly.
But the other half, who are real entrepreneurs, who knows what I'm talking about, it is the goddamn truth, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And they will appreciate my honesty and my straightforward style.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
Because you know what? It's a jungle out there.
Yeah.
It is a jungle. You pretty much have to be a tough SOB to survive in the business world.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think you can get by with a shoe shine and a smile, wake up! You just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think Donald Trump is a warm, fuzzy kind of guy? Do you think Ross Perot is a warm and fuzzy kind of guy?
I don't think those guys know what warm and fuzzy is.
I mean, do you think they care about what other people think of them?
No.
Do you think they need social approval? Forget about it. forget about it. I mean, so don't be afraid to offend a few people once in a while, because that means you're on the right track. I mean,
but those people that you offend, those aren't your market anyway, are they?
Yeah, they're not going to buy from you anyway.
So it's
who cares?
Yeah. So the people that look at you and say, well, you know, take it the way that it's meant. You know, you haven't written it to offend people. You just meant people to wake up, hello, smell the coffee. Those are the people that you want to have that are going to be your customers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the people you're offending and you get complaints about, it doesn't really matter that much anyway.
Yeah. And so that's another secret. That's a big one, right?
That's a huge one.
So what was secret number six?
We're on number six. Well, we've actually thrown that bonus secret in there now.
Okay, so number six.
So now we start out at six, yeah.
Yeah, so number seven would be... okay. This is the secret that you can use when you try to launch a new product.
Okay.
Okay. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing half-assed first to see if anybody gives a damn. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, before you go out there and spend a ton of money on a new product and a new promotion or get into a new market, you know, then after you find out you spend all that time and energy, that nobody actually wants to buy your stuff. Okay, so the secret is if you're going to bomb, if you're going to fail, you'll want to learn it fast, you want to learn it cheap.
But don't you risk putting your credibility on the line if you put out a product that's not really the quality that you want?
No, I'm talking about you don't. You put a good quality product. Let's say, for example, you're selling to golfers.
Yeah.
Okay. You put together a video. You want to put together an instructional video teaching them how to golf, all that stuff. Okay. Now, instead of, you don't know if the market is really there. You don't know if they really buy this kind of stuff. Okay. Instead of $1 million trying to hire Hollywood, you know, team, film the stuff and do all that, just use your home camera.
Okay.
Okay. Just put together a product quickly and just try to sell it. Just try to see if anyone is buying it.
Okay.
Okay, if it works, hey, there is a market in this. People are responsive. Then you can go back and spend the money to try to develop the product. Because you know what? It doesn't matter how much time, how much money you spend, you invest, put together the perfect product. If nobody wants to buy it, who cares?
Yeah, money out the window.
Yeah, money out the window. And that's painful, man. I mean, I've done it. So that's the secret. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing half-assed. First.
Okay.
If anybody gives a damn. I love that thing. I'm going to put that in my newsletter.
I like that.
Next one would be... here's a good one. Have you heard of the saying, copy is king?
Copy is king?
Yeah, copy is king.
Yep.
Sales copy is king.
Yep.
Well, copy is not king. Because a lot of people, they say copy is king. I mean, that's just complete bullshit. Copy is not king. Guess what is the king? The list is the king.
Okay.
The list is the king. The offer is the queen. Because, again, it doesn't matter how good your sales pitch is. If you're mailing to the wrong audience, you're not going to sell nothing.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, if your sales pitch could just be average. Mm-hmm. But if you have the right offer and send it to the right audience, you'll get some sales. You will get some sales.
Yeah.
So copy is not king. The list is the king. The offer is the queen. The copy is actually the princess.
Uh-huh.
And you need all three to launch a successful campaign. So that's the secret.
Beautiful.
Number nine. Let's see. Okay, multi-step mailing. What do I mean by that? Multi-step. I'm big on sequence mailing. Uh-huh. You know, almost any single mailing that is profitable, if you follow up with a second or third mailing, I mean, it's almost guaranteed you'll put more money in your pocket. Okay.
So are you doing the same mailing then? You mail piece.
Yeah, you don't have to change a single word in the copy.
Okay.
You know, you can simply add a lift note saying, you know, I'm puzzled, you know, I haven't heard from you. In case you haven't got the sales letter, here's the sales letter again. Okay.
Okay.
So you follow up with the prospect.
Okay.
Number 10.
Can I just back you up to number 9 just for a second?
Okay.
What's the limit on that? How many times would be the maximum that I could send out the exact same piece of copy and say the first time I send it out?
I would say three.
Three, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes what you can do is just to change your original copy a little bit.
Okay.
Or maybe just change the headline.
Okay.
And you send the same copy again. Because I believe in recycling.
Uh-huh.
If the first copy basically works, you can just tweak it a little bit. Or maybe the first copy you're saying, you know, I haven't heard from you. No, the first copy you make the pitch, and then the second mailing, you say, well, I haven't heard from you. Maybe you're still skeptical. Here are some more testimonials.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, or the third one, you can say, well, maybe you're still skeptical. Here are some more testimonials, plus if you order within the next 10 days, I'll throw another bonus.
Okay.
Okay, it's the same copy, but you just change a few things.
So you just build on it little by little.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So sequence mailing. Okay. Nobody does this. Crazy. So secret number 10, ride the winner and cut the loser. Ride the winner and cut the loser. Just because you're sick and tired of looking at your ad, it doesn't mean your prospects are sick and tired of looking at it.
Okay.
Okay, just because your family and your friends and your spouse saying, you're Terry, are you still running the ad, the same ad?
Yeah.
I mean, ignore them, for God, just ignore them.
Okay.
Okay, keep mailing a hot list, keep running a hot ad. If it keeps making you money, just keep doing it. Common sense, but, you know, if it loses money, just stop doing it, or you can try to tweak it.
Okay.
Because remember, it's all math. Marketing is all math. If it works, you keep doing it. If it doesn't work, then you stop doing it.
Okay.
So that's 10?
That's 10.
So heck, I'm on a roll, Terry.
You are.
Can I show a couple more?
You just keep going.
I just keep going. Okay.
Just on that point number 10, so you would run that same ad until it finally wears itself out that it would no longer make you enough sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So secret... who cares about the number? I just keep sharing a couple more secrets.
Sure.
Another secret, test, and test. Okay? Change the headline, change the price. Never try to guess what the best price is. Okay? Or try to guess what the best offer is. Okay? Find out. The best and most successful marketers are always testing. That's why you have to know your numbers.
Okay.
Because otherwise you can't test or you can't tweak. You have to know your numbers.
Now that's something I hear a lot from a lot of different marketers. You have to test and tweak.
You know what? A lot of the guys, they talked about it. They don't test. They say you should test, but they don't test themselves.
Can you run me through quickly? How would I test? For example, I've got an ad that's doing okay.
Yeah.
What do I test first? Would I replace the headline and
online or offline?
Let's do online.
Okay. Well, first you want to first of all look at what are some of the ways you're using to generate traffic.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're using search engine,
mm-hmm.
let's say Google AdWords and
yep.
articles and joint venture partners, so you know the traffic that's coming in is they qualify.
Yeah.
Okay. They targeted traffic. So that's good stuff. Because sometimes you get traffic because some people, they promote their websites, you know, through all kinds of methods that people come in. They're just not qualified prospects.
Yeah.
And if they're not qualified, of course your conversion rate is horrible.
Exactly.
Okay. So you look at that. If they are qualified, then you want to, first thing you want to change is your offer. Okay.
Not your headline.
Not your headline. You change your offer first.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you are offering them, I don't know, $300 of value for $67.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. But what if you increase it to $500 of value?
Okay.
Maybe, right? So you want to tweak your offer, put in some more bonuses.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you can test the headline. You tweak the headline. I like to test my headline. That's why people say to me, right, they come to my website, damn, Dan, you changed the headline again. Right? I mean, yeah, of course. Because I try to always beat the old one.
Okay. Yeah.
I always try to beat the control. Uh-huh. Right? So change the headline. Because I know my copy, my offer, the offer and the copy, I mean, it sells really well.
Okay.
So I know if I just tweak the headline a little bit, then it might bump up the response by 0.5% or 0.7% or 1%, who knows?
Okay, yeah.
then it's easy for me to change the headline.
Beautiful.
So test, test, test. Another secret would be, here's a big secret. Talk to anybody, they'll tell you. I mean, there's a book, I forgot the name. It's by, I think, John Kennedy. Okay, it's a really old marketing classic. It's called Reason Why Copy. Okay, the power of Reason Why Copy. Explaining to people why you're doing something is the most powerful psychological tactic you could ever use in your sales pitch. Okay.
Can you give us an example?
Okay, sure. There's a book called, I think, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion,
uh-huh,
by Robert Cialdini. Okay.
Okay.
Great book. Go to Amazon and get it if you don't have it. It's a great book.
Okay.
It's a book on psychology, but you can apply a lot of the stuff in marketing. Now, in the book, Robert talks about an experiment by Harvard social psychologists that conclude people like to have a reason for what they do. Okay, they have a bunch of people waiting in line to use a library copy machine. Okay,
mm-hmm,
and then they have people try to ask to get ahead in line. Okay.
Okay.
Now the first excuse was, "Sir, excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine because I'm in a rush?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 94% of the people say yes. Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the next guy. The second person said only, "Well, excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine?" Now, this time, only 60% of the people say yes.
Wow.
Okay, a significant drop. Yeah. Now, it might seem to you the reason 34% of the more people say yes because of the sentence, because I'm in a rush,
mm-hmm,
right? Now, but here's the amazing part. The third guy asked, "Excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine because I have to make some copies?" And guess what? This time, 93% of the people say yes. Simply because of the word "because." It doesn't even matter if there was no logical reason given. It's just the word "because." It's amazing.
Isn't that something?
It is something. So your prospects want to know why you're doing something.
Okay.
If you're offering them a discount,
yeah,
tell them why. I mean, retail store is the worst. You go to the mall, they always say we are on sale, right?
Yeah.
We are on sale. That's what everybody said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no impact. Now, what if you tell them? What if you tell them, "Well, dear customer, you know, because I bought too much inventory in the summer, and now winter is coming up, and we have a little bit of cash flow problems. Instead of sending all these wonderful clothes back to the manufacturers, I thought, why don't I offer you my customers a good deal? If you come to our store before the deadline, you can get them at a 40% discount."
Right.
Okay. You see how that, yeah, is much more believable?
So you actually give the reasons of what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, okay, absolutely. I mean, you tell your prospects why, yeah, like you said, tell your prospects why you're telling them what you're telling them.
Okay.
Why are you giving them a deal? Why should they buy from you? Why should they act now? Why should they believe what you say? Why are you giving them all these great bonuses?
So it's almost developing some credibility for yourself as well.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Tell them why and they'll buy. That's a good one. Tell them why they'll buy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have one more in my mind.
Perfect.
Okay, just one more. This secret will show you how to double the impact of any words. Okay?
Okay.
Nobody is teaching this. Nobody on the internet, nobody's teaching this. So forget about trying to find someone to teach you. Nobody's teaching this.
Okay.
And it can turn any lame copy into killer ad copy instantly. And it's very simple. It's a very simple secret.
Uh-huh.
Once I tell you what it is. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go through your copy.
Okay.
Okay. And find any noun, okay, and see if you can supercharge them by adding an adjective before it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my website right now. Okay, here's a headline. I'll read it without the adjective, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Okay. Send me any copy, and I'll transform it into a kick-butt sales letter. They'll practically force your prospect to, you know, to buy your products and services. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what if I add just an adjective before those words?
Uh-huh.
Send me any dead in the water copy, and I'll miraculously transform it into an absolute kick-butt sales letter that will practically force your prospects to buy from you.
Beautiful.
You see a difference?
Again, it's back to the old adage of sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Big time. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. But simply adding an adjective, little adjective, and you double the impact of any words you have.
And
if you do that, you go through your copy and you do that, I mean, you see a huge difference.